Okay, Rabbeisai. Today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. We are going to start in Yetz Hashem from Tanya. This is six lines from the top of the Amid. Remember, an Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. We had already learned yesterday till halfway down. However, since we're going to talk at some length about Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, we're going to go over this braisa once again. Back in the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, we learned that if you have three people in a chotzer, and one of them, let's call him Reuven, was a shutif with both Shimon and Levi in Yayin, having nothing to do with the din of Eruv Chatzeres or Shetufei Mevuos, he was a partner. Partner in an industry called wine industry. So if he was a shutif to both Shimon and to Levi, lezeh b'yayin, ein tzrichen la'arev, you don't have to make a special Ruvi Chatzeros because they are already mu'urav, they are already combined in one enterprise. However, lezeh b'yayin or lezeh b'shemen, if Reuven happens to be a partner with Shimon in wine, he's a partner with Levi in shemen, then you do have to be ma'ariv after all. Oh, that's what we had in the Mishnah. And then here in the Gemara on the Amud Beis, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi Omer, this again is six lines from the top, Echad zeh v'yechad zeh tzrichen li'arev. In both cases, Echad zeh v'yechad zeh. What's the Echad zeh v'yechad zeh? Says Gemara, V'afil zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'yayin. Are you telling me, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, if Reuven happens to be a shutev with Shimon in wine, and Reuven happens to be a shutev with Levi in wine, you still have to make an Erev? What's the reason? Are they already together as one? So Rabbi already gave one explanation yesterday, and it has to do with Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. Just quickly go over it again. Amar Rabba, Zeh Babalgino Veshavach, Vezeh Babalgino Veshavach, Kuli Amalei Pligi Dehave Erev. Rabba says that if each one of them came initially with a full jug, and they poured into a large barrel, each one pouring his shtickle, his wine, and they kept pouring until they filled the barrel up, Kuli Amalei Pligi Dehave Erev, everybody would agree that that would be a good Erev. However, Kipligi, where's the machloike gun shalokhu chavi shalyayim b'shutfis? They went out into the marketplace and they bought a barrel of wine b'shutfis. Cost $100 a barrel, he paid 50. So what difference does that make? Rablozim et tadoi sovar ein b'reira v'rabon and sabri yeish b'reira. Now the words ein b'reira and yeish b'reira here in the Gemara are not like your normal b'reira that you have throughout Chas, and that it's isbar, mutzla, mafreya, that you go retroactively. Here the word breira means whether it's huvrar hadover, whether you're able to go and point to wine and say that this wine belongs to Reuven and Shimon's partnership, and this wine is Reuven and Levi's partnership. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi, it's impossible, because after all, it's just liquid, and the liquid mixes. There's no way that you can go and point to some of the wine and say it belongs to him, and some of the wine belongs to them, and therefore, ein breira, you cannot go and designate and demarcate and show which one is which. But Rabbanan sabri yesh breira, Rabbanan say, no, even though in fact physically you're right, but halachically, 50% belongs to Reuven and Shimon, 50% belongs to Reuven and Levi, and Shalom Yisrael. What's the difference of the Yod Breira, Ein Breira? Why is Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi say that you have to have, that you should know which one is which? So the Rabbeinu Chananel here on the right hand side, going down, almost halfway down, Rabbanan Sabar Yesh Breira, Elazar ben Tadoi Sabar Ein Breira, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, V'leinikra Iruv, Ela Dahav Yodia, V'nis Arev Achshav. The definition of Erev by definition means that previously each one was separate and now it became merged. It became Ma'uriv. But if it was never separate in the first place, it was all kind of hanging out there, but I don't know who really belongs to because it was all mixed together. You can't make an Erev out of that. Erev has to be from something that had previously been distinct, unique, singular. You're putting it together. But not when ab initio, from the very beginning of its life, it was already mixed together. You can't make an Erev from that.
If they were partners, why wouldn't that be okay? Because they could share barrels.
Reuven and Shimon can be a partner, that's not a problem. Reuven and Levi can be a partner, that's not a problem. But Reuven and Shimon's 50% was in the same barrel together with Reuven and Levi's 50%. Can you go and show me which 50% belongs to Reuven and Shimon and which one to Reuven and Levi? No. Says the Blessed Medina, no good. You want to make an Erev? It had to be that previously it was distinct and clear, crystal clear, who belonged to what and what belonged to whom, and it's all mixed together, and therefore you can't make an Erev on that basis. That's Reb Elazar ben Tadoi according to yesterday's Gemara. Rav Yosef explains Reb Elazar ben Tadoi totally differently. Rav Yosef Amar, Reb Elazar ben Tadoi v'Rabbanan Misaimchen al Shitav b'mokem Erev kamiflegi. The Mar Sovar Ein Saimchen Amar Sovar Saimchen. What is all of this about? So Rashi says that according to this new pshat, Reb Elazar ben Tadoi is not talking about whether it's hover or not hover. That's not part of the equation over here. What the question over here is, legabe, whether or not you have to make, in addition to a shituf mevuos, whether you also have to make an eruve chatzeros. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the Rashi. Besayim chana shituf. Excuse me, about 8 lines from the top, 10 lines from the top. Besayim chana shituf mokem eruv kamifik yubent tadoi moide. The movi mutter ubchatzeros pligi. Ben Tadoi says that if each one of the two partnerships was a partnership of wine in this large barrel, even though you cannot distinguish between Reuven and Shimon's wine and Reuven and Levi's wine, that's not the issue. That's not a problem. What's the problem? Chatzeres pligi. The Rabbanan Tzarvi kim nishtat fu b'movoi ein tzrichen l'arev chatzeres zu im zu. Umutaren lahoitzi mizu lezu derech psochen shebein neyem. Sheri shitav ha-movoi shein psuchais boi mechabron. B'soim chen ha-shitav ha-movoi tachas erev shol chotzer. U'pendadoi sover ein tzayim chen. What was this Rashi all about? What are you talking about? So Rabbi Yisai, we have two concepts. One thing called a shituf mavui or shitufei mavuais, and one called a ruve chatzeres. They both work in the same way. Now, when we talk about a ruve chatzeres throughout the Masechta, we are talking about multiple houses around a common courtyard, and each one contributes two seudais to a large communal basket. All five owners, for instance, and now over Shabbos, it's as if all of the Rishuyois in this Chotzer now belong to Reuven, and not to Shimon, and not to Levi. It all belongs to one individual. Why? Because of this Erev. And therefore, you are allowed to go and carry in this courtyard, because they become united as one big, happy family. We're not talking about that Eruv Chatzeres now. What we're talking about is two separate Chatzeres. Each Chotzer had one or more people living in the Chotzer. These Chatzeres, in turn, opened up into a mavui. Mavui we've had previously many times. That's normally a cul-de-sac, which in itself is not a rishus harabim. And from the mavui, they went into the rishus harabim. So a person left his home. First thing he did was he walked through his chatzer. From the chatzer, he went through a semi-public property called a mavui. And from the mavui, he finally got out into rishus harabim. Fine. Now, what happens Shabbos, besides wanting to carry from my house into my chotzer, I want to be able to go and carry from my chotzer into the next door chotzer. Why do I want to carry to the next door chotzer? Because although I usually daven in the shul, in the besmedish, in my chotzer, this Shabbos is going to be a big kiddush, and I want to be able to go and daven in another chotzer to go and attend the Ofruf and the Sheva Brochas. I want to be the Bar Mitzvah of the Tzimchet. Downstairs they have hot coffee if you want.
Yeah, I
you already took. Okay, very good.
He came for cookies.
Okay, very good.
Can
you make a cookie? Anyway, so bottom line is, we person wants to be able to go and carry from his Chotzer to the other Chotzer. He wants to carry his Talis, he wants to carry his Siddur, his Chumash, whatever. So for that, you also have to make an Eruv, Eruvei Chatzeros, be ma'ar of the two chotzers together. Now, that's talking about that you want to carry from Chotzer A to Chotzer B and Chotzer B to Chotzer A. What about carrying out into the Mavoi, which is where all the Chatzeres open up to or open into? For that, you have to make a Shetufei Mevuais, which is the same concept. The only difference is that here you're just putting together a Reuven for two Chatzeres. Here you want to be able to go and be Ma'ariv, or like the Gemara calls it, being Mishtativ, and being able to go and carry from the Mavi into the Mavi, back and forth, etc., etc. As we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, you're allowed to go and make Shetufei Mevuais with wine. With wine. You cannot make a Reuven Chatzeres with wine. A Reuven Chatzeres you have to go and make with pas, with bread. The Gemara is going to develop all of this as we go through it in a moment. Okay, so now, the person made a Shetufei Mevuais, meaning that he took the Eruv from his own, all the people that lived in this Eruv got together and they made an Eruv, and then they took that Eruv and they put it into the Mavli. So all the people now in this Eruv can go from this Chotzer, can carry into the Mavli and back and forth. What about from Chotzer A to Chotzer B? Can they go and carry? Does it yet Tishayla? Could you use the Shetufei Mevuais to be motzi carrying from Chotzer A to Chotzer B, or do you have to make an independent Erev from Chotzer A to Chotzer B? And the Rabbanan hold that once you made a Shetufei Mevuais, you don't have to make a separate Eruvei Chatzeros, but the Mavui, the Shitzuf Mavui, that's your yoitze, it's moitzi, your requirement to go and make an Eruvei Chatzeres. So if you made a Shetufei Mevuais, allowing you to carry from Chotzer A into the Mavi and the Mavi into Chotzer A, that same Shetufei Mevuais will allow you to carry from Chotzer A to Chotzer B and Chotzer B to Chotzer A. That's according to the Rabbanan. According to Blazbet Tadoi, no! You gotta make a separate Eruvei Chatzeros besides the Shetufei Mevuais. Okay, having said all that, let's take a quick look again at the very same Rashi. Hopefully then the Rashi will be much more meaningful. So Rashi, 10 lines from the top of the Mavui Mutter. He agrees that even though it's not Huvrar in the barrel, which part of the wine is mine and yours, makes no difference. That's okay. What's the Machalei B'Chatzeres Pligi? The Rabbonin Sabri Kibin Nishtatfu B'Mavui Ain't Tzrichin La'arev Chatzeres Zuhem Zuh. Once you made a Shetufei Mevuais, you're Yoytzer Rabbeisai. That's it. You're done. You don't have to make a separate Eruv Chatzeres. Umutarim lahoytzi mizu lezu derech psach shebineim. And you're allowed to carry from Chotzer A to Chotzer B and Chotzer B to Chotzer A. Why? Shehari Shetuf Hamovei, the Shetufei Mevuais that you made. Shem Psuchais boy, to which the two Chatzeres are open to that Mavui. Mechabron, it unites them. And now you can rely on the Shitav Mavui Tachas Erev Shul Chotzer. So you don't need a separate Erev. You don't need one. But no. You got to have a separate Erev. So based on this, getting back to the Gemara now, halfway down the Yom of Yosef, Omar, Rav Loz B'Tadoi B'Rabbanim B'Soimchen Al Shitav B'Mokim Erev K'Mifligi. Their machloikis is whether you can be Soimech on the Shitav, the Shetufei Mevuais, to be yoitza with that, the requirement of a Ruvei Chatzeres. The Umar Sabra Ein Soimchen, one man the Omer says you cannot, meaning Rav Loza B'Tadoi holds you cannot be Soimech, you have to have a second Erev altogether. Umar Sabra Soimchen, and their opponents say no, once you have the Shetufei Mevuais, you're moitzi and you're yoitza for purpose of a Ruvei Chatzeres. You don't have to have two separate. You have the Shituf and your Yoitzah with the Erev. In fact, we're going to see later on in the Gemara that it works both ways. That according to Rabbanan, if you make a Ruvei Chatzeres between one Chotzer and the other, you don't have to make a Shetuf and Mevuais. One of the two is sufficient. Either the Erev or the Shetuf and Mevuais, but you don't need both. However, Rabbi Lozen Ben Tadoi says you do need both. How do we know that that's the machlokes? Omer of Yosef, you know, I'm in a law. The Omer of Yudom is Omer Rav. Halacha k'Rav Meir. Rav Yudom Rav says we paskin like Rav Meir. Who's Rav Meir? We're going to have Rav Meir on the bottom of the Yomid momentarily. The Yomid of Bruno Marav, same Rav. Omarav Aloha Kerablozim Ben Tadoi. So, since he paskin like Rav Meir, and he paskin like Kerablozim Ben Tadoi, my timer, probably why? La Mishim Decha Taimu. Probably because they're both the same reason. But just because they happen to be that he paskin like Rav Meir, and he also paskin Kerablozim Ben Tadoi, what's the rai that one has to do with the other? The two could be, one could be talking about hoidin, the other talking about kish. One talking about apples, one talking about oranges. What's the rai because we pass like Rav Meir, and we pass like Blazer Metadoi, that it's for the same reason? So the Ritva says, because it would be highly unusual, number one, to paskin a yochid keneged rabim. But in addition to that, remember, both Rav Meir and Rav Blazer ben Tadoi are giving chumrois over here. Because in our Mishnah it said that once you have zeh b'yayin, it works. And the way Rav Yosef is learning, what means that it works? It works both for Eruv v'chatzeres and for Shetufei Mevuois. And Rav Meir says, no, it doesn't work. You have to have separate Shetuf and separate Eruv. Rav Blazer ben Tadoi says you have to have separate Eruv and separate Shetuf. So these are chumrois. Normally by Erev we say Halacha Kedibri Amekel be'Erev. So therefore says the Gemara, says the Ritva, that's how the Gemara knew that when Rav said Halacha Rameir and Rav said Halacha Rav Ben Tadoi, that it's going on the same approach, the same path, the same reason. What's the same reason? As we just said, whether or not you can go and rely on a Shituf for purposes of Yoytze your Erev and vice versa. Okay, now what exactly does Rav Meir hold? That's what we're going to get to right now. If you're telling me that both, the reason why Rav paskin like Rav Meir and Rav paskin blazim ben Tadoi, because they're both saying the same thing, what's the same thing? That you have to make separate shitufei mevois and separate eruvei chatzeirois. Tartil chasalamali, so why is he repeating himself? He's just saying the same thing twice. Every while I'll tell you why that when you're paskining, and Rashi adds some important words, when you're paskining like one tana, the Gabi Hilchas Eirevin, you cannot paskin two chumrois. You could paskin two chumrois, two separate mandiyamim. I machmir like Rav Meir. I machmir like Rav Blazer ben Tadoi. However, since Rav Meir, as we'll see in a moment, holds both the chumrah of Rav Blazer ben Tadoi as well as his own chumrah. He has two chumrahs. If I'm going to paskin like Rav Meir, then I'm paskin two chumrahs in one individual. And the Gemara says, Azui Vaichinisht. Two chumrahs in one person that we cannot allow in Hilchas Eirevin, where we always go l'hokel. And so therefore, that's why we're going to split it up.
We're paskining like one authority. Paskining, it doesn't make sense. Who cares if there's two, three, ten chumras? We're paskining like an authority. The kabbalah is like an authority. That's the halacha. We usually follow the person, not the quantity of chumras or kulas. What's this new quality of two chumra max per authority? It's unprecedented.
What the Gemara is telling us is, as we've learned a number of times recently, Halacha Kedibri HaMekel Be'erev. If you want to go and say Halacha Kedibri HaMachma Be'erev, okay. The Halacha Kedibri HaMekel Be'erev doesn't mean that 100% every single time we're going to go Basar the Kula. There will be times that we go the Chumrah. After all, that's called a Tera Kula. Even though most of the time it's X and once in a while it'd be Y. So that I could live with. To hear that we paskin once in a while the Chumrah, yeah, that works. But to go and paskin two chumras from the same mandi omar in the same parsha of Erevin, that the Gemara just feels that just pushing the envelope, that's already a little bit too much. Because if you're talking about, you have a chumra is one thing, one chumra, but to go and pile on two chumras, one on top of the other, in Hilchas Erevin, from one mandi omar, that would be very, very difficult to swallow. If you're telling me two separate mandi omar, I'm okay. So I paskin a little bit like Rav Blazer ben Tadoi one chumra. I paskin a little bit like Rav Meir l'chumra. That works. But to go and say that I paskin like Rav Meir two chumris in Hilchis Erevin, that the Gemara feels that that's already pushing it. Now the question is, what are the two chumris of Remeir, and what is the one chumra of Reb Elazar ben Tadai? So the Gemara really doesn't actually spell it out until all the way in the bottom, but Rashi goes and tells us what the chumris are already now. One chumra is the chumra of Ben Tadoi. The Ben Tadoi said that if they both made their shituf al yedei yayin, wine is good for a mavui for shituf a mevuois, but it does not work for ruve chatzeirois. Now, why would a shituf mavui? Why would yayin work and not for purposes of a chatzer? So we'll see in Miachim the Gemara shortly. Because when it comes to what's the inyan of Eruv HaChatzeres? Eruv HaChatzeres means everybody gets together and we all live as one united family in one person's home, in Reuven's house. When does a person move his residence? He moves his residence with his food. A person cannot live without food. However, a person can live without wine. In fact, many of us don't drink wine throughout the week, except when it comes for Shabbos. Some do, some don't. So the point is, many people just drink Coca-Cola, or today they just drink Polish mineral water throughout the week. Even the Hungarians drink sometimes the Polish water. So the point is that wine doesn't establish a residence. But for purpose of a mavoi, I don't live in the mavoi anyway. So I can go and make a shitufim mavois with wine. But I cannot go and make a ruvi chatzeris with wine. So that's already one chumra that we have. That you cannot go, and that's why Reb Elazar ben Tadoi says in our Mishnah that if you went and made not our Mishnah, in the Braisa, that if you made your mevoi, your shetufa mevois with wine, zebiyain ula zebiyain, although it's going to help for the mevoi, it's not going to help for the eruve chateres.
Did you explain why it doesn't work for a chateres, wine?
Because a person lives in his home, in his chatzer, and if you're merging all the people, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, and you're saying they're all living at Reuven's house by doing an Eruv Chatzeros, he's only prepared to move to that house if he has food to eat.
Not wine.
Because you can go and drink wine a whole day, but that's not going to satisfy you. It may satisfy you psychologically, emotionally, and all that type of stuff, mentally, but it's not going to satisfy your stomach in terms of you got to eat. If you want to look, we're going to skip ahead a little bit. If you look at the Rashi in the very big wide lines, halfway down, the Imrotz L'Arev, B'yayin Ein Ma'arev. And you have that 10 lines into the wide lines of Rashi. It says Rashi, Imrotz L'Arev, B'yayin Ein Ma'arev, the Erev Mishem Dirahu. Erev is your residence. La'arev Dirosan, La'soysan Achas, to merge all the five people's residences around the Chotzer into one. When a person thinks of his residence, he thinks of where his bread is, because he needs that to live. He doesn't think about wine, because you can live without the wine. However, Mavoi, next Rashi, the sheet of the Mavoi, the whole person's sheet of Mavoi is to go and merge the Chatzeros, the Rishus Habatim. The chotzer lav base dirhu. A person doesn't live in the chotzer. He doesn't live in the mavoi. He lives in his house. So feiruve chatzeros for batim. You need bread. Shetufa mavois, which involve chatzeros and a mavoi, you don't need bread. Of a koshkin pas the choshev teba. Of course, pas certainly works. Yayin works and pas works. Okay, so that's chumra number one. And this chumrah is shared both by Reb Elazar ben Tadoi and by Reb Meir, that you cannot make an Eruv HaChatzeres with yayin. Okay, now what happens, however, if you made a sheet of mavois, bepas, could you go and use that? So, sheet of mavois bepas would be wonderful. But even with that, says Rameir, you still need a separate Eruve Chatzeres. Your Shittif Mavuais with Pas will not help you to be Yoitze, your Eruve Chatzeres. So that's Chumra number two that we have from Rameir. So we could, if we wanted to, just paskin like a mayor in both chumras. Number one, that when you're making an eruv chatzeres, you cannot do it b'yayin. Eruv chatzeres has to be bepas. And number two, even if you made a shetufa mevois bepas, you couldn't be yoitzer without your eruv chatzeres. You have to make a separate eruv chatzeres. Reb Elazar ben Tadoi holds like the first halacha, but not necessarily like the second halacha. So he could have just simply said, well, we pass them like Reb Meir in both, but that's what the Gemara said, no, since Reb Meir has two chumras, when it comes to Hilchos Erevin, we don't want to go and paskin like one Tana with two chumras, I prefer splitting it up. So says the Gemara now, now that we've explained it all bal peh, let's look at it inside. So the Gemara, ha-kamashalim d'levdina k'trei chumri be'erevin. You don't go and paskin like one Tana when he has two chumras by Erevin. If you take again, before we continue the Gemara, look at the Rashi at the end of the narrow lines, beginning of the wide lines. What is he coming to tell us? Ramey says two chumres. That what? Number one, ain't saying because chatzeres shel al shitzef mavi. Bein shirishtatu bepas u bein shirishtatu beyayin. You can never be soimech on the shitzef mavois, even if the shitzef mavois was pas. You cannot use that to be yoitzer the eruv chatzeres. Pliger rabban alei bepas. Rabban say, oh no no. If you made a mavi, a shituf of mavois bepas, you can use that for your eruv chatzeres. But however, if you mishtat to be yayin, of course you can't go and use that yayin for the chatzer. Rabbanan basisa to make more, fine. But the point of the Rashi was, and what I brought this Rashi to go and tell you, when it says that you can't paskin two chumris by Erevin, of course you can paskin two separate chumris by Erevin, but you cannot go and paskin two separate chumris in the same individual, in the same Rameh. And that's why we have Reb Elazar ben Tadoi is number one, and Reb Meir is number two. Now getting back to the Gemara. My Reb Meir, my Rabbanan, what's Reb Meir? Rabbanan, the Sani, we learn in the Brais. Ma'arvin b'chatzeiros. Seems to be noise here in the background. Let me see if I can mute everyone. I don't see muting over here. Okay. Somebody, there's noise in the background. I don't know if the rest of you hear it. I hear it. So if you can kindly try to mute yourself, that would be great. So getting back to the Gemara.
Fishman, you're unmuted. Could you please mute yourself?
Oh, thank you. So you more about Ma'ira Meir, Ma'ira Bon, the Sanyuel and the Brisa. Ma'arvin b'chatzeres b'pas. You can make an eruv b'chatzeres with bread. V'imrotzel arv b'yayin ein ma'arvin. If you want to go and do an eruv b'chatzeres with wine, no good. Rashi explained before, like we were talking with Daniel, because a person lives where his bread is. He doesn't live where his wine is. On the other hand, mishtatvim b'movin b'yayin. You can make a shetufim b'voyis b'yayin. And if you want to be mishtatif with wine, I'm sorry, with bread, then avada, that's good. Like Rashi says, because pas is choshev tzvei meyayin. Most people look upon bread as being far more precious than wine. When a person is hungry, he wants bread. He doesn't want wine. Okay, so therefore we already have one chumah of remeir. This is all going to be divrei remeir in another few lines. That what? That when you come to Shetufa Mavuais, you can use Yayin, but for Eruv Chatzeres, you have to use Pas. That's halacha number one. Now, continuing on. Ma'arvin b'chatzeres u'mishtatfin b'movoi. You have to make a separate Eruv Chatzeres. You have to make a separate Shetufa Mavuais. Shalei l'shakeach toiras eirev min atinoikis. So that when the children grow up, they shouldn't say, Shiyoimru avisein aloi irvu. Our fathers were not makbid to go and make an Erev. They just made a shituf mavois, but they didn't make an Erev. So they will think, assume that there is no din of Eruv Echatzeres. In other words, if they decided not to make a shituf mavois for whatever reason, the kids will say when they grow up, my father was given a grois er lechid, and if he didn't make an Erev, I'm not frummer than my father. But he doesn't realize the reason why his father didn't make an Erev, because there was a Shetufa Mevuais. And therefore, that there shouldn't be confusion for future generations, Dibra Meir, You always have to make a separate Erev, and you always have to make a separate Shit of Mavoi. One cannot be Moitzi the other. Okay, so Hanalacha number one, which says that you can only make an Eruv HaTzeres Bepas, but not B'yayin, Shit of Mavoi, so whatever you can make B'yayin, that Reb Elazar ben Tadoi also agrees to. Because that's what Reb Elazar ben Tadoi said in the Braisa. If you go back to the Braisa, six lines from the top, Tanya Reb Elazar ben Tadoi, Oimer Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh, Tzrichen Li Arev, that in both cases, meaning, Sai if it was Yayin V'Yayin, Sai if it was Yayin V'Shemen, it makes no difference. Even if by Yayin V'Yayin it'll be kosher for Shetufei Mavois, Tzrichen L'Arev, you have to go make another Erev. Because Yayin is no good for Eruvei Chatzeros. You have to use bread. Just like Remeir said. That's Reb Elazar ben Tadoi, that's Remeir, they both agree. What Remeir adds, which Reb Elazar ben Tadoi does not address, is what happens if in fact you made a Shetufei Mavois with bread. Can you be Yoitzer with that? The Eruvei Chatzeros? Yeah, bread! And the answer Remeir says is, no! What does Reb Elazar ben Tadoi hold? I don't know, he doesn't address that issue. So therefore, we could have Paskin like Reb Meir and say, well, Reb Meir holds both. Both Reb Elazar ben Tadoi's Chumra, that you cannot make a Shetufei Mavois with Yayin. I'm sorry, you cannot make an Eruvei Chatzeres with Yayin. You have to make Eruvei Chatzeres with bread. And then we can go and say the second Chumra of Reb Meir, that even if you made your Eruvei Chatzeres with bread, or even if you made your Shetufei Mavois with bread, you cannot be moitzi one the other. Each one has to be made separately. Shloi l'shakech. What's the reason why Rav therefore passing like Blizman Tadoi? He could have simply gone the full and said we passing like a mayor because he holds both dinim. Like the Gemara said before, because when it comes to Ilchas Eidavin, we don't want to pass in like two chumras in one madiyama. The chachamim oimrim three lines from the bottom. The omer oim me'arvin oim mishtatvim. Either one, you can be ma'arv or mishtatvim. You don't have to have both. One of the two is enough. Now, in this machlokes Rav Meir v'Chachamim, there is a follow-up machlokes who amayroim as exactly what did Rav Meir hold and what did Chachamim hold. Pligi bar Rav Nechumi, on the side it says Rav Rechumi for Rav Bar Yosef. Okay, what did they hold? Chad Amar v'Pas to Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Bechod Sagi ki Pligi b'Yayin. The first man the Amar holds that if you, in fact, this is not like we've been explaining it until now. First, man, the Yama holds that if you have either a shittif mavoi with bread, or you have an eruv chatzedis with bread, chodesagi, it's one is enough. You don't have to have both, because bread is good for both of them. Right, we said eruv chatzedis, you cannot use bread, because a person doesn't move his residence unless there's bread. He's not going to move just for wine. Mavui, we said, wine is fine. Says the Gemara, Chad Amar bepaskuli amalei pligi, the mechodesagi. If you made either your shittuf or your eruv chatzeres with bread, it's moitzi the other, you don't have to have two separate. Ki pligi b'yayin, the machloikis is what happens if you made your shittuf and mevois b'yayin. What's the machloikis there? Even though shittuf and mevois works for yayin, yayin works for shittuf, Yayin normally does not work for Eruv HaTzeirois. But says Rashi, here the Rabbanan hold a migui. What's the migui? Migui that the Yayin held for Shetuv Mavois, that the Shetuv Mavoi is strong and kosher, that Shetuv Mavoi will be Moitzi, the Chiyuv of Eruv HaTzeirois, and you don't need to make a separate Eruv. Even though an Eruv independently on its own would require pas bread, but since Yayin works for Shitufei Mavois, Migoy, that the Yayin will work for the Shituf will be Moitzi, also the Eruv.
And the Ha'in of Loishtach went away?
Will go away according to this first Madiyama. However, V'chadomav, we have a second shot. V'yayin tukul yamalai pligi to be in on Tarti. Fakert, that if the Shituf, for instance, was made with wine, everybody would agree you have to have both a Shituf and an Erev, Kadesh Loi, Tishtakach. Kibli, or the machloikis will be legabe bepas. Here you have the machloikis that what? That if you made a shittif movi with pas, could you be yoitza with that all to the Ruvi Chatzeres? Al pisvari you can. And that's what the Rabbanan hold. Oy ma'arvin, oy mishtadfin. However, says Rameir, no, if you're only going to make a shittif movi bepas, even though it should work, it's pas, so pas seyashayin, both for the shittif and for the Erev, don't make it bepas. So that's the two chumras of Rameir. The Rameir says, number one, you can't make an Eruv Chatzeros with wine. And number two, you cannot be Yoitzi Eruv Chatzeros with the sheet of Mavi, even if the sheet of Mavi was made with pas, with bread. So we have two pshat. So Meisvei, Freitei Mora, I have a kashom. We're going to ask Akasha on the Mandi Omer that says, that second Mandi Omer here on top. Meisvei Chachomim Oimrim. In the brace that we brought on the Omid Beis, it says, Chachomim say, Oy ma'arven, oy mishtatvim. You can make either an Erev or a Shittav. You don't have to do both. And the Chachomim are not concerned about Shaloi Tishtakach Toiris Erev. You can make one and be Yoitza the other. So my love, L'choyre the Chachomim are saying, Oy ma'arven v'chotzer bipas, Oy mishtatvim b'movi b'yayin. That if you made an Erev chatzeres bipas, that certainly works for the Eruv, and that certainly works for the Shtuv of Mavois, because both of them pass works. Or you can do a Shittav Mavi B'Yayin. And even though normally Yayin will not help for Eruv HaChatzeres, but Migoy, that Yayin works for the Shtuv of Mavois, will allow this Yayin to be Moitzi even the Eruv HaChatzeres. Isn't that the Pshat? And if that's the Pshat, then that's a Pshat like the Pshat on the Omid Beis, as was, that as long as you had a kosher sheet of Mavoi, even though the kosher sheet of Mavoi was Yayin, but Mika that it was worked for the Mavoi, it's also going to work for the Pat, for the Eruv HaChatzeres. Isn't that the first Pshat, not like the second Pshat? Because on the top of the Omid, we said, B'Yayin D'Kol Yamali Pligi, D'Be'in Entire, do you need both? And here we say, B'Fedish in the Braisa, Mishtatvim B'Mavoi B'Yayin, once you did a sheet of Mavmayan, you don't have to have both. One is enough. Omer v'gidol amarav. No, no, that's not the pshat in the Rabban. Hochi komer. Oy ma'arvin b'chotzer b'pas, umutorin kan v'kan. Oy mishtatvim b'movi b'pas, umutorin kan v'kan. The Chachomim are not getting involved in the Yayin situation. What the Chachomim are saying is, if you use pas, either on an Erev, or on the Shittuf, automatically it's moitzi the other. The pass by the chotzer will help for the mavui, and the pass by the mavui will help for the chotzer. But we're talking about pass. We're not talking about yayin. Why are we talking about yayin? Like the top Mandi Omer said, if you did yayin, you're going to have two separate ones. The only time the chacham say, oy ma'arvin, oy mishtatvin, the only need one is if you use pass. But if you use the yayin, says the Gemara, says Gidol Amarav, this second man, the Yomar, holds in explaining the Rabbonon, the Yayin does not help. It would help for Shittuf Mavois, but then you're going to have both a Shittuf and an Eruv Chatzeres. Anyway, Omer Rav Yudah Amarav, Aloch Kiremeir. We pass on the Kiremeir that you require both, meaning both Eruv Chatzeres and a Shittuf Mavois. And if you made an Eruv Chatzeres out of, if you made a shetuf of mavois out of yayin, you could not be yoitzi yaruv chatzeres. You have to make that one out of pas. And even if you made your shetuf of mavois out of pas, holds Remeir, you could not be yoitzi with that your eruv chatzeres. You always have to have two separate, one shetuf of mavois for the mavoi, one eruv chatzeres for the chatzer. Shkoyach.
Shaloishka.
Shaloi tishkakach. Very good. That's why you're reminding me shaloi tishkakach. I shouldn't forget. So now we have a three-way machloikis. How far-reaching is it that we say we pass on like a mayor? I'm Rav Yudah Amarav, halacha k'rameir. Halacha is k'rameir. Rav Huna Omar, mini k'rameir. Rav Yechon Omar, noago am k'rameir. What's the difference between these three, the shaynis, halacha, minig, and noago? We've had this already in the past. So Rashi says, like we've had in the past, that halacha means that this is such a strong din that you can go and paskin this mit adrosha mit ashir. you're giving a shir in Hilchos Erevin, you can go and say proudly and out loud, Rabbi Yisrael, we paskin like Reb Meir. And therefore, according to Reb Meir, if you're making a Ruvah Chatzeres, make sure you make it with pas. And if you did your shetuf and mevuos, even if you did it with pas, make sure you make a separate Ruvah Chatzeres, because you always need both, according to Reb Meir. Ravuna says that you don't make a public declaration. If somebody asks you privately and says, we just moved into a brand new neighborhood, we want to make an Erev and we want to make a Shutuf Mavoi, do we have to make both? Can be Yoytzu with one? So you don't tell him privately, we're passing like a mayor, that you have to have a separate Shutuf Mavoi and a separate Erev HaChaseris. Rabbi Yochanan says that L'chadchila, you don't even go and tell that to the person. But rather, if someone came over to you and said, I want you to know that this is what we did, we passed like a mayor, then you could tell him, yo, gut getan, gut gemacht. Look at the last Rashi here. Rashi, fifth line from the top. Hilchas ominik, v'noagu, v'perik, basta, detanis, mefurish. Halacha doshina bepirka. You can go and say it out loud and proclaim halach kiramei. Minik means medish le doshina. You don't darshan it in the big drasha. Aruyim arina liyachad and balimlach. A yachad that asks you, you're paskin like kiramei. Noagu means aruyim namiloy marina. If he comes to ask you, you're quiet. The Ovid, but if he did it that way, lemachinabu, you're not moicha, he said, oh, zeh fein gemacht, zeh fein getan. On to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, hamisha chaburay sheshovsu betraklin echod. You have a very large hall, like a large wedding hall, or a large mansion. And you have a whole bunch of groups that are being shoivis there. They're living there. They're not living there on a permanent basis. They're living there on a temporary basis. For instance, that their home, Chas Shalom, was destroyed by a fire, a building collapsed, and temporarily you have five groups which have been invited in and are living in this large traklin. And as we'll see in the Gemara, they made small machitzes between each group, but each group is a group of, for instance, 3, 4, 5, 10 people. So you have five such groups. She shoves them a traklin. Betraklin echad. Now the question is, you want to be able to go and carry from one group to the other group, and or to be able to carry from the traklin out into the chotzer in front of the traklin. So, Beishami Omrim, Erev L'chol Chabura V'Chabura. Since these have divided themselves up into five separate groups, each group has to go and make an Erev. So, for instance, if they want to go and carry to the outside chatzir, and Rashi points out, as we'll see later in our Mishnah and in the Gemara, there are other people also living in this chatzir. There's this large mansion, large traklin that opens up to this chatzir, but there are also smaller homes that open up to the chatzir. Okay, so now everybody has to go and participate in the Erev. So Beishamai says, since you have five separate groups, it's as if you have five separate small houses, if you will, and each household has to go and contribute towards the Erev. You deem all the five groups, since they're all living temporarily under one roof in the same traklin, they only have to contribute once towards the Erev. You don't have to go and contribute five separate times. But they both agree. What happens if this mansion, in fact, is subdivided into many different rooms? Each one of the rooms, or the aliyos, meaning a separate floor, each one of them having their own entranceway or exit to the chotzer, then everybody because it's similar, if you will, to an apartment building. Everybody lives in a separate apartment, even though they're all under one roof, in one large building. Nevertheless, each one is a separate cheder, a separate apartment on its own, and therefore each one will have to participate individually in the Erev. And we're going to learn much more about this in the Gemara. Omer of Nachman, machloik is the machloik between Beishama and Beisil, whether they're all deemed, all five groups, as one group, and they only have to participate once in the Erev, or whether they're five groups and they have to participate five times. Machloik is b'mesipis. What's a mesipis? A mesipis is a very, very, Rashi calls it a machitza shvela or machitza grua, machitza nemucha. It's a machitza which is less than 10 tfachim tall, and it's made out of chatichos etzim. In other words, you went and took a bunch of pieces of wood and you banged them all together, a couple of nails here and a couple of nails there, and you made a makeshift mesipis, a makeshift machitza. Since this is just a makeshift machitza, that's why Basil says, come on, this is not really a machitza. It's even less than 10 tfachim from the ground. It's just nothing, they're gunish. So therefore they're all one happy family, if you will, and therefore they only have to participate once in the eighth. A machitza asor, if you have machitza of 10 tfachim tall, a proper machitza, divrei kol erev l'chol chabura v'chabura, even Beis Hillel would agree that each one of the five chaburas has to participate separately. But that's version one. Ikkei d'amid is another version. Amar Rav Nachman, again the same Rav Nachman, af b'mesipis machloikis. The machloikis is both by mesipis and by machitza. In both cases, Beis Shammai says, even though the mesipis happens to be such a lowly nothing, says Beis Shammai, since they've set up shop as five separate groups, each group has to participate separately in the Erev. Kolchkein, if it's a separate machitza, and in both cases, Basil says, it makes no difference, mesipis, machitza, it's all Erev, Echel, and they all are what? Now this is the two versions of Nachman. There are in fact another two versions of how to understand the Gemara. Pligi b'Rab Chiya v'Rab Shimon b'Rabbi. Chadam ha-machloikis b'machitzas ha-magiyois le-tikra. Ha-machitzas she'ein magiyos le-tikra debi ha-koil erev echad le-kulon. Aha. We have, tikra of course means the ceiling or the roof. So, where's the machloikis says between these two, Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon b'Rabbi? One is in the machloikis b'machitzas magiyos le-tikra. If the machitzas that they have formed between the five separate groups goes all the way to the ceiling. So the groups don't even see each other. They're like in separate, what do they call them today? Separate capsules, separate compartments. No, in such a case, then Basil says it makes no difference. Since they're all living under one roof in one traklin, Eir Becha the Kulan, said Bishamaka, come on, can't say that. They're all separated with a Mexican wall, goes all the way to the Tikra. Al machitza shein magiyos le-tikra. However, the machitzas do not reach the Tikra, meaning they're only halfway, even though they're maybe much taller than a machitza asara. After all, this could be a mansion with 30, 40 foot high ceilings, like a big wedding hall that's really, really, really tall. So the machitza could have been 10 feet tall. If the machitza shein magiyos le-tikra, divya koil erev echa le-kulon, everybody merges as one. You only have to contribute one Erev. You don't have to contribute multiple Seudais towards the Erev. The Machlokes is just the opposite. Since it doesn't reach all the way on top, says Beisel, Erev Echa the Kulan. If it goes all the way to the top of the ceiling, then even Beis Shammai would agree. Even Beis Hill would agree if it goes all the way to the Tikra, to be a kol tzrichin erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. Since you have a real Mexican wall, it goes all the way to the top, to the ceiling. It's like five separate compartments. To be a kol, everybody would agree. Even Beis Hill, tzrichin erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. So according to the Chad Omer, the machloikis machitzas magiyas l'tikra, the machitzas she'ein magiyas l'tikra, everybody agrees, they're one happy family. According to the second version, Magiyas Shein Magiyas Latikra, that's where the Machloikis is. But Machitza Magiyas Latikra, everybody would agree, since it goes all the way on top, Eid of Echol Chabura V'Chabura. So now, we had four separate Pshatim, the two Pshatim of Rav Nachman, and the two Pshatim of Chad Omar V'Chad Omar. So, Meisve, let's see what the Brice is going to say. Om Rav Yehuda HaSabor. Sabor comes through the Lashon of Svara. Svara means that he was very, very, very strong in his charifus, in his sharpness, that he always said sharp and convincing svaris. That's how he got the name Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. Taprashi al shem churfe, he was so sharp. Karliyachi got this name Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar. So what did Rabbi Yehuda HaSabar say? If you have machitzas that go all the way up to the ceiling, everybody agrees these are five separate groups. You need a separate eirev for each chabura. So where's the machlokes? where the machitzas don't go all the way up to the roof. Listen, these are still tall machitzas, even if they don't go all the way to the roof, but, you know, they're still tall. Therefore, each group is separate. They have to have a separate Erev for each chabur. One Erev merges all of them. Now, which one of the four pshatim is this like? If you turn back to the Omer Aleph, this is smack like the final pshat here in the Gemara. The last pshat, v'chad Omer, the last three lines on the Omer Aleph, ma'achloik is mechitah she'ein ma'giyas l'tikra, if mechitahs don't reach all the way to the tikra, that's where the ma'achloik is. Mechitahs ma'giyas l'tikra, divi ha'koil, erev l'chol chabur v'chabur. That's what he says over here too. Getting back to our one in the Amid base, loynech lekud, first and second line, b'sham b'sel am mechitzas magiers latikra. That's like we said here, mechitzas magiers latikra. Kuli alma divri akol tzrichan erev. Everybody agrees you need erev chol chabur b'chabur. Where's the machloek of the mechitzas shein magiers latikra? So this is exactly like that final pshat on the Amid Aleph. So now the Gemara says we're going to analyze the four pshat. And we're starting off first with the two pshatim of the Chad Omer v'Chad Omer. Zokti b'Amad Yomer Machitzes Amagiyas LaTikra Machloikis. According to the earlier of those two, in other words, we had two at the very bottom. Those two, that was a Machloikis between Chia Barav, Chia Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Barevi. So again, Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Barevi, Chad Omer v'Chad Omer. This pshat on our Gemara is exactly like the second pshat, so it's shver on the first pshat. The mandi of mechitzah magiyas l'tikra machloikis tiyufta. It's a shtark akasha. Why is it a shtark akasha? Because we just said at the top line, lo nechleku beisham beisil al mechitzah magiyas l'tikra. And now you're saying according to the first pshat on the Omer Aleph, the mechitzah magiyas l'tikra machloikis. So obviously this is not consistent with that. Therefore tiyufta is akasha. But according to the final pshat in the Yomid Aleph, then you have, in fact, proof positive from this brisa. This brisa, Buda Sabar, is exactly on all fours with that final pshat on the Yomid Aleph. Now let's go back to Rav Nachman. According to the first lashon that Rav Nachman said, the machloik is only b'mesipis, but by shar mechitzos, which are asorat tvachim. Kuli alma moida, then it's considered to be eight of the chol echad the echad tiyufta shver. Why is it shver in that man the yamar? Because on the Amud Aleph we said that the machlokes is gab mesipis, but by mechitzas everybody agrees, even Basil agrees that by mechitzos when it's 10 tvachim tall, as long as it's 10 tvachim tall, says Reb, says Basil, you have to go. There's the machloikis is only by mesipis. If the machitza is 10 tvachim tall, even Beis Hill agrees that you have to make an erev l'chol echad v'echad. You have to make an erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. Only by mesipis does Beis Hill hold erev echad l'kulon, because mesipis is gunish, it's less than 10 tvachim tall, but once it's 10 tvachim tall, a proper machitza, even Beis Hill agrees you have to have a separate Eirev l'chol chabura v'chabura. But that's not correct, because here at the top of the Omid we said, loy nechleku beisham beisil, when do they agree? B'mechitza magiyas l'tikra, then everybody agrees l'chol chabura v'chabura. But if it's just a machitzala of 10 tvachim, no, this is a machloikis. Ama nechleku a machitza shein magiyas l'tikra. A 10 tvachim tall machitza doesn't reach the tikra. Here it's there's a machloikis. Yet on the Omer Aleph, according to the first pshat of Rav Nachman said that in that case of machitzas of 10, everybody agrees. It's not true. They don't agree. It's a machloikis, says Rav Yehuda Saber. So it would not be consistent, and therefore tiyufta. The hachlish, according to the second lashon, tiyom Rav Nachman, after mesipis machloikis, that the machloikis is both by mesipis and by machitza, let me tehevi tiyufta, let us say that Rav Yehuda Saber's pshat in the brisa is a kasha on that. Why? Because it sounds from the brisa that the machloikis is only legabe mechitzois and not legabe mesipis. By mesipis, everybody would agree that this is gunish, and therefore it's erev echad lekulon. Therefore, shver on that second shot that Rav Nachman said that even by mesipis machloikis. Rav Nachman, no, pli mechitzois, but then by mesipis, that although Rabbi Yehuda Sabar only talks about machitzas and magiyas latikra and machitzas she'ein and magiyas latikra. But Emerson, just like they have a machloikis by machitzas she'ein magiyas latikra, they have machloikis also legabeya mesipis. You're going to ask me, so why didn't they go and tell us the bigger chiddush? Why don't we go and say the chiddush that even by mesipis, Beis Shammai holds you have to an eid of the cholecha v'yechad, because we want to go and tell us the chiddush of mechitza, l'diach ha-koichem the Beis Hillel, that even though you have mechitzois, they don't reach the tikra, but they're mechitzois, they're nice and tall, 10 feet tall, 20 feet tall. Still says Beis Hillel, I'm sorry, if it doesn't reach the tikra, it's eid of echad l'kulan. So that's a tremendous chiddush. That's why it focuses on mechitza. Why don't we say faket? That there's machloikis even by mesipis. That what the Beis Shammai holds it, even though it's a small little nothing, it's only 3 feet tall. It's less than 10 tvachim tall. This is gurnished. Nevertheless, Beis Shammai says, let's go and tell us that that's where the machloikis is. Gemara answers this very often, that if we want to go and tell a chiddush, we rather talk about the chiddush of the heter and not the chiddush of the chumrah. The why is that? Rashi doesn't say here, but the Gemara says this. Rashi says elsewhere in Brachas that the svara is very, very simple. That for a person to be machmir is very, very easy. You go to Rav, he's not sure what you should do. He says, to be on the safe side, you don't know for sure. Be on the safe side, be machmir. That anybody can do to be machmir. However, to go and be mekel, you have to have the plates. Plates means you have to have the back and the shoulders, the firm that you really believe in this with great sincerity and firmness. Therefore, koich teira odif. Some people use this koich teira odif in a distorted way, and therefore they say, well, it's always good to paskin lekula because koich teira odif. Let's not be machmirim. Let's be mekilim. Koich teira odif. That's not the Pshat Nigmar. Korech Tatera Odev means that if a Rav, who happens to be a Rav like Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, or like the Chassam Soifer Zatzal, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, any other great, great Poisik in the generation, if he is willing to go and be Matir, Rav Moshe was Mekel, that's a big, big Chiddush. That's what we mean by Korech Tatera Odev. So therefore we rather talk about the Chiddush of Beis Hillel, that even in the case of a machitza, Beis Hillel says, there's a machitza that almost reaches the ceiling. It doesn't get to the ceiling, not quite. It almost reaches the ceiling. Beis Hillel says, one eight of the call. You don't have to have separate eight of it. Everybody can contribute towards one. You don't have to have five separate groups giving in two seudais. All five groups can merge together and give one package of two seudais to the other b'nei chatzim. Mashenke talking about Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is a machmir. We rather talk about koich de teirodav. Amram Nachman Abrava, lochir Yehuda Hasaber, like we just said, that says that the machloikis is by the mechitush ein magiyas latikra. Amram Nachman bar Yitzchak Masisa Nami Deka. I'll in fact bring you a right from our Mishnah, like Yehuda Hasaber's pshat. Diktoni, it says in the Mishnah, moidim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, as much mitos and shiruim and chadorim ubalios. If instead of the five groups just living together in the same large mansion, but if they live in separate apartments, compartments, rooms, etc., then you have to have a separate eruv. Pray tomorrow, my chador ma'alias. What's the definition of chador ma'alias? Ilem chador chador mamish. We mean really, really separate rooms. Valias alias mamish. We really mean separate floors. The pshit, of course, it's like an apartment building. Everybody is in his own residence. Of course, everybody has to contribute separately. Elav ki'en chadorim ki'en aliyos. We don't mean chadorim mamish nalias mamish. We mean that it has the halachic status like a cheder and aliyah. Well, mind you, what is that? Machitzes hamagiyos letekra. They're all in the same large traklin room, the same big, big hall. However, they have machitzas that go all the way up to the tikra, to the ceiling. In such a case, kuli alma moida, even though they're not really separate chadarim, these are still only temporary machitzas, even though the machitzas go all the way to the ceiling. Shema mina is the charaya that ke'en chadarim, ke'en aliyas, everybody agrees. Where do they have a machloikis? By machitzas she'enon magiyas the tikra. This is a beautiful pshat in the Machlokes Beisham and Beis Hillel. Tana, in the Braisa we said, a brand new pshat, that the Machlokes has nothing to do with Mesippus, had nothing to do with Mechitzos, how tall the Mechitzos are, how low the Mechitzos are, nothing to do with that. Rather, the Machlokes between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel has to do with where did they place the Eruv. Again, we have over here a large traklin, and we have two or three, four other houses in this chotzer. Everybody wants to be able to carry on Shabbos in the chotzer. Where did they place the Eruv? Did they take the Eruv and place it in the traklin with the five groups? Or did they go and place it on the other side in one of the houses of the B'nai chotzer? And says Yimar Tana, B'med v'mamurim, the machlokes that we had in our Mishnah is not talking about the size of the mechitzos up to the roof, not up to the roof, but rather kishemalich naseiruv namakim acher, when the five families, five groups that live together under one roof, when they are being asked to go and participate in the eruv, and we are sending the food items over to another house in the chotzer. Then we have machloikis between Beis Sham and Beis Hillel. Avlim hoye eruvim bo etzlon. What happens if instead the other balabatim who live in the chotzer say, you know what, we're going to bring our food items to you, tibiakoyl eruv echel lekulan. Then everybody would agree, even Beis Shammai, that you don't have to make a separate eruv, but one eruv is enough. In other words, that all the people in the chotzer will participate, all the people in the traklin will participate with one eruv. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi medvar mamurim. Rashi about 10 lines from the top. Medvar mamurim diyasi b'shamay kishay moylichon o'erev bi'echon mishar batei chotze. When the b'shamay said everybody has to have eruv v'chol, chabura v'chabura, if they are transporting the eruv to one of the other houses. Avlim ho yushar b'nei chotze mevim pita letraklin. Tibi Hakol, even Beis Shammai would agree, only one Erev, you don't have to participate with separate Shtei Seudois for each one of the groups. Bahaitana, says Rashi, since the Tana is distinguishing between taking it over to another bias, or the Erev coming to them, forget about the height of the machitzas. That is not the issue. You don't need to go and have separate Eruvin if the Erev is coming to them. If you are going and sending over your Erev to another chotzer, it's not enough that chotzer only gives one portion of the two seudais. Everyone in the first chotzer that's sending over the Erev, they all have to contribute. However, if the Erev is coming in our direction towards us, kulin shav and shav, then everybody is shav. Since it's one large rishus, lahani domu tila beis shamay rishus chalukasein behin lo irvu ki erev bo etzlon may have. Since they were not ma'ariv, even if the Erev comes to them, it's gunished. So therefore, getting back to Agamar, the machloikis therefore is kishamaylichan aseiruv alamokim acher. If they are now transporting the Erev to another place. Again, the five groups live in the traklin. There are two, three, four other families that live in the chotzer. If they are taking the Erev from the traklin to that mokim acher, to the other house, then we have machloikis whether, according to Beis Shammai, each chabura has to give its own two seudois. According to Beis Hillel, everybody gives one together as one big happy family. If the Erev is coming to them, meaning into the traklin, you only need one Erev. Kiman azlo hadesanya, who is the Tana of the following brayse, chamisha shegovu es eruvan, five that are goyva the Erev. Here we're not talking about a traklin situation, we're talking about a normal situation of five families that are living together in a chotzer, and now they want to be ma'arev with another chotzer. So what do you do? Chamisha shegobas eruvin kishemalich meserul namakem acher. If you're going and transporting the eruv to another place, you don't have to have each one of the bnei chatzer contributing, because remember, we're not talking eruv chatzeris here in this chatzer. We want to be able to go make an eruv with a second chatzer, eruv echad lekulan. All the five families in chatzer A can contribute. We don't even need that they should contribute, but rather one Erev from that first chatzer, meaning one portion of two seudais, are transferred to the second Erev. That's enough. Who holds away Keman Kebesil? Because according to Beis Shammai, it's Erev Lechol Chabura V'Chabura, or Erev Lechol Mishpacha Mishpacha. Everybody would have to contribute. So just like in the Erev in chatzer A, you need all five families to go and put up two seudais. If they are making an Eruv Chatzeris from Chatzer A to Chatzer B, you have to transfer for each one of the families. If there are five families, you're going to have to transfer five times two seudais to the other Chatzer. But only according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, it's enough. One Erev Lamokim Achim. But Kuli Alma Moed, if the Erev is coming to us in our direction, not that we're transferring the Erev to the other from A to B, but B is transferring to A. We guys live in A, we only have to have one Erev Mokim Echad. We don't have to have multiple contributions of two Seudas. There's another version. When the Erev comes to them. That everybody agrees that if you're transporting to the other, into the, in our case, you have the traklin, and you have the four batim, three batim, and now we want to go and make an eruv that everybody should be able to go and carry in the chatzer. If you are transporting the eruv lemokim acher, meaning to one of the other houses, everybody would agree, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that you have to have an eruv for each individual chaburah. Kiman Azlo Desanya, who's the Tana of the following Brice, Chamisha Shigoba Esrubun, Kisha Molich Esrubun, Lamokim Acher, Erev Echad Le Kulan, that when you're transporting and transferring your Erev from Chotzer A to Chotzer B, you don't have to have from each one of the families. It's one for all. Kiman Dolay Kechad, according to this Ikadi Amri, it doesn't go according to Beis Shammai or according to Beis Hillel, because according to this Ikadi Amri, everybody agrees that if you're being moilich the eruv and the mokim acher, you have to have an eruv lechol chabura v'chabura. That's not like this brisa. The brisa says that if you're taking chamisha jigov eseruvan, you only need eruv echad lekulam. Okay, we just learn quickly the Mishnah and the two lines afterward. It's very, very simple. Says the Mishnah, achad shahayu oichon al shulchan aviyem v'yishen b'batayim. Pashup shat is you have in the same chotzer a number of related families. You have the father and mother, and then they have a bunch of sons, and they all live together in the same chatzer. They all lived in separate houses. However, they all used to come together for meals in father and mother's house. So the parents of all of these kids, and presumably grandkids, they always had lavish, beautiful meals, and they invited all the kids to come over. So achan she'ayu oichlen al shulchan aviyem, they ate from their father's table. V'yishenu b'bateim, and they sleep at home. Tzrichan eruv lekol echad v'echad. Now, if you're participating in eruv and you have other members of the chotzer and they all want to make an eruv, each one of the families has to contribute, even though all of these achim eat together at one place, but they sleep at different places. Like the Gemara says, if you quickly look at the Gemara, Shemamina Mokim Lina Goyim, you look at where you sleep and not where you eat in terms of contributing towards the Erev. If one of the families forgot, you have to do Bitur Rishus. Like we just said a moment ago, if they are transporting the Erev to somewhere else, everybody has to contribute. And Mahoya Erev Bo Etzla, but if the Erev is coming in their direction, or there are no other diurim bechatzer, it's just this happy family, the parents and the various kids, and it's shichna arv, you don't have to be marv, because they're all considered to be like one big family. By the fact that we said that even though they're eating together, they're sleeping separately, so therefore they have to go and participate separately in the Erev, mokam lina goyer. Amrivira marav nishkarai, the mekali prashanu, it's konzain that in fact if they literally and figuratively go and eat always together with their parents, avada nevada, you'd only have to give one erev, because I perhaps hold the mokim pita goyrim, or mokim achila is goyrim. So why did it say in our Mishnah over here that erev l'cholechad b'yachad? It's talking about mekabli pras. Mekabli pras means that they didn't literally go and eat in the father's home, but the father and mother used to go and send either meals or money to all of the achen. The achen didn't have enough money, or maybe they did, but the parents want to be gracious and generous, and so therefore they would go and send either care packages, shlachmunis, throughout the year to their children, or they send money to the children every time there was a meal. Send them $100, this will take care of all of your needs. But it wasn't mamish. Look at the last Rashi, the last two lines. Mekabli pras, hoitzo'o mi beis avim. They received the hoitzo'o as the expenses from their parents' home. Vein oichlan shulchan amayich. But they were mamish eating on shulchan. So it's konzain that our Tana of our Mishnah would hold that if they were mamish eating on shulchan, they would only have to participate one time in the Erev, because the mokim pas, the mokim achila is greater. Or it could be, like the Gemara said, mokim lina is greater. So it depends on whether they actually physically ate with the Shulchan Aviyim, or they were only mekabli pras. So you don't have a clear-cut raya either way from our Mishnah. We'll stop over here, Rabbi. Continue to turn Rabbanim Yechim tomorrow. So we've caught up to the daf, and now we're going to be learning the day's daf each day. Any questions? Barry, see, you have a question.
Yeah, you pointed out earlier to me that Tosos on Chaf Amar Aleph. I don't see how it answers my question. Forgive me, if you have a moment afterward, after you ask questions on this year today, I'd be curious, please, to see how that answers my question.
Good. Any other questions on today's daf? David Fishman.
Hey, here.
Yes.
He did
the
two lines.
It's a little bit unusual that it includes its own Shaka Vitarya, as if there was a Mishnah Kedula, which was simply Ha'achim Shafu, Shayu Ochtimal Shulam Aviyem, Yishin Vadim, Sirtim Eru, Vachabachad. And then at a later stage, the Mishnah says, Vimentarim Arim. I'm just suggesting that it's a little bit unusual.
Which part is the unusual part? The Lefichach or Emesai?
Included in the mission itself.
The Lefichach and the Emesai, Lefichach M'shochad, Le'ir Mavatl, and Emesai Bizman. In other words, you're saying that the mission is a little bit more wordy than is typical.
And not so much as wordy, it's including additional level of internal Shakavatari, trying to identify what an earlier version of the Mishnah would say.
Okay, you're right. There are Mishnayos which are far more terse in their text. They're very much down to the point. And then there's some Mishnayos which elaborate a little bit more and have a bit of a dialogue or an explanation.
A little generous of words.
Any other points? Any other questions, Rabbi Sai? Okay, hearing none, then we're just going to...
Yes,
please.
So, according to Beis Shammai, where they're all, where the Erev is coming to them,
Beis Shammai, right?
With Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The truck. So, the question is, does it make a difference whether the Mechitzas Megiyah the Tikra or not? Do we enter in that Machlokas? Or Beis Shammai would say, regardless, even the Mechitzas of the Tikra, you still hold that it's only, that the Erev Echad is sufficient.
You're asking an excellent question. Again, if you look at the Rashi, Aval Im, Rashi is about 8 lines into the narrow lines. You still have your Gemara open, Aval Im?
Yes.
Skip to one line after the Rashi, V'hai Tana. You have that, Midaka Maflik, Pin Mokim Acher, Lebo Etzlon, Svirle Tamayde Beishame Beisil Lab Machitzis Pligi. That's irrelevant. The size, the shape on the Machitzis is irrelevant. Elafil Beishame Nami, Traklin Mechabron. Even though there are walls that go up, machitzas that go up all the way to the ceiling, it's still one mechubar, one thing. Just like Beis Hill holds, it's all one. Bein Terech Erev Benayim. So what's the machloikas over here? The machloikas has to do with transporting or transferring your Erev from the five chaburais to another house in the chatzir. Do each one have to go and participate separately, or they only can they can jointly put up two sudois as one? So therefore, the machlok has nothing to do with the size and the shape of the mechitzais. It only has to do with going and transferring the eruv.
Going back on the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah is reinterpreting at this point.
He is reinterpreting the machlokes in the Mishnah, even though on the surface, see, if you go back to the Mishnah, the Amud Aleph, the Mishnah doesn't discuss mechitzas. Mishnah only says five in a traklin. Beishamai says erev lechol hecha biyachad. Beisilla says erev echol kula. Until that point in the Gemara, we assume that the machlokes has to do with the height of the mechitzas, nesipis, mechitza, asara, tikra, etc. Now the Gemara says, no, forget about all that. Who cares about mechitzas? That's not the issue. The issue is, where is the Erev going to be residing? If the Erev is going to be residing in here, in this traklin, everybody agrees, you only need one. If it's going to be moved over to somewhere else, then Beis Shammai says, oh, you're making it somewhere else, you have to have five separate. According to Beis Hillel, no, it's all under one roof, you only need one, you don't have to have five separate contributions to that Erev.
Okay, so in other words, we're not concerned about Mitzipis, the Tikra, it's a separate word.
All irrelevant. Irrelevant.
Okay, I missed that. And then, would this have an application to our apartment buildings today?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you do one box of matzah, you have a big apartment building with a lot of...
The answer is that the Gemara said that if it's... Actually, the Mishnah said... It's chadorim v'aliyos, if you have proper separate apartments. Chadorim literally means rooms, but in our case, apartments. Everybody agrees, tzrichen eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. So in the good old days, when they used to go from house to house, building to building, apartment to apartment, asking everybody to contribute, everybody in the same apartment building would have to go and contribute to sudois towards the eruv. The modern day practice, however, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, we had this thing more before Abaye suggested it, that one person puts away a pekel matzis and he's mezakid for all the people in the building, and that's also sufficient. You don't have to have each one contributing. One person can go and contribute his food on behalf of everybody.
Oh, thank you for that summary.
My pleasure. Hopefully we'll see Mechim in person tomorrow, Brother Shai, not only at the davening, but also at the shir.
Yes.
Okay, on to Barry. No other questions, on to Barry's question.